Welcome to Andrew Nan's podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to do CTIA 2007, Day 2. I spotted the new Sony Ericsson Walkman slider phone. In addition to the Z750 HSDPA phone, Sony Ericsson announced today, and they came out with a new phone lineup, the W5H0 brings some smart styling to the company's Walkman line. It comes in white, gray, or orange, features a slider design, which is rare for the company. The last slider Walkman phone was the W850. It's going to have a quad band, it's going to have an FM radio, 2 megapixel camera, song ID capability for identifying unfamiliar tracks, I found it interesting, Bluetooth, a memory stick slot, and that's pretty much it. Its width thickness is at 0.6 inches, it's also pretty thin for the company. For more information, go to the the Sony Ericsson CTIA photo gallery, according to CNET. That's where they told me to go, because when I was doing research upon it to tell you about, that's where they said pointed me to go. And I have no idea what I'm saying today. You know, when you're covering this all day, you get tired. Steady your camera phone. In CTIA, you could get a little camera phone with a tripod from Sony Ericsson. The camera phone kit is so simple yet so useful, because even though when you have a high quality camera such as a Sony Ericsson K790A, it's hard to hold the phone to get a good shot. It is a cyber shot, you know what Sony does. It only works with the cyber shot models, but it's still pretty cool. You could bend the flexible legs for the best position, or hold the handset for getting steadier shots, or using the shoot-a-self timer so you can shoot yourself. Not shoot yourself, literally. As expected, the iPhone is a no-show. I search everywhere in CTIA and I can't find nothing. I even searched the internet and there were numerous blogs showing that the iPhone was not here. Although, when it came to CES, when the crowds gathered at CES, nobody could find it. So, I guess they don't want to show it to anyone until it comes out. I found the new LG VX8700 at the LG booth. Here's the CTIA show. Although the LG VX8700 isn't officially launched at CTIA, it was still at the LG booth. Well, they mentioned that it has a 2 megapixel camera, 262,000 colors, a TFT internal display, a music player, a micro SD slot, a video recorder, a video player, stereo Bluetooth, text and multimedia messaging, speakerphone, voice recording, about a 1,000 contact address book. That's amazing. And EVDO support. We weren't told what its official carrier would be, but we're going with, I say it's going to be like the VX8600 predecessor. Hey, you never know. It's going to be officially launched in the next few months, and we'll probably get more carrier and pricing information details then. It's a thin phone. Kind of, when I looked at it, kind of looked like my Razer. Yes, I have the Razer. Now you know something about me. You could get Rhapsody on the Nokia N800. The Real, you know, the company that makes Real Player and Rhapsody, announced that on the Nokia N800 internet tablet, or at least that was a plan, you could now listen to Rhapsody. If you don't know, the N800 is an internet tablet where you're allowed to just surf the internet. And as long as there's a Wi-Fi connection, I guess you could listen to music, or I don't know how this thing works, but the people who were looking at it was extremely hyped. The Motorola Sliver L7C is on its way to Verizon. A couple months ago, CNET predicted that Verizon would get the Motorola Sliver. And they were right. Although, we don't know if it'll be a different color from the Sprint or Cingular's GSM model, but we know it'll be the same design that's come to define Motorola in the past. Will include Bluetooth, EVDL support, and a VGA camera. The price should be $119 for a 2-year contract, God knows how much for a 1-year, and $69 if you should buy it online. HTC, you probably heard of them making the cell phones, such as the T-Mobile Dash, and other ones, you know, smartphones, has decided to bring Windows Vista to mobile PCs at the HTC Shift, announced this morning at CTIA. The company describes the device about the size of a couple DVD cases. It sports a 7-inch widescreen display, a 30GB hard drive, every flavor of wireless connectivity you could think of, including tri-band, UMPTS/HSDPA, quadband, GSM, GPRS, Edge, Bluetooth 2.0, and Wi-Fi. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.